Welcome to the Pastor's Porch, a place where pastors encourage one another, speak freely about the Word of God, and engage in real communal relationships with the body of Christ.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Pastor's Porch. I'm excited to do something a little bit different for today's podcast. I've got my beautiful wife, Courtney, with me on today's podcast, and we are going to discuss kind of the same concept, but two different questions, two different aspects of ministry for our lives. And so we're going to talk about first half of today is fulfilling the roles of ministry within our marriage. So kind of we'll take it back to when we first got together and some of the ministries that we did and to where we are now. And then we're going to talk about fulfilling the role as an associate pastor and what that looks like, kind of fulfilling someone else's vision, someone, you know, following under the footsteps of a lead pastor. And so I'm excited for today. It's going to be different, but it's going to hopefully be useful for you guys and understanding kind of who we are a little bit more as a couple. And kind of just some things that aren't necessarily talked about a whole lot within the church, and kind of what you see from somebody that is under the shepherding of somebody else. And so, Courtney, I'm going to turn it over to you to start. Is, you know, just kind of start from the very beginning of your and I's relationship and our ministry, and kind of what that looked like from your perspective and how you fulfilled those roles.
Well, from before we were ever married, we talked about how we wanted to be an example of a godly marriage. And the Bible says that our relationship, our marriage is, it parallels it to Jesus's relationship with the church. So, you know, it has to be full of grace. Obviously, love. It has to be selfless. And I mean, that's how you have to be in ministry to, like, the body of Christ as well. So, obviously, as through our marriage, our roles in the ministry has changed. Our goal is still the same, but we've gone from, you know, places of just serving in the church to being leaders. So I guess it's different as being a leader because there's more eyes on you, and you have to not be more perfect, but you have to be more conscious of what you're portraying. Because you have more of a spotlight on you. And I'm sure you know that from being a pastor's kid your whole life.
Yeah.
But just being the hands and feet of Jesus to your spouse as you would to the church, you know, We're all the same as far as the parallel is in the Bible.
Well, you're absolutely right. In the fact of our relationship, just as husband and wife, should be a reflection in a ministry of, you know, Jesus in the church. And it honestly, everybody as a place and a role in ministry that is a follower of Christ. You know, the Bible's very clear on it in the New Testament. You can go read all throughout it to some he calls prophets, to some he calls teachers, to some he calls preachers. But, you know, some people don't have those callings, but the Bible is still very clear in the Gospels when it talks of the Great Commission, is that everybody is to go and win more souls to Christ and to share the good news. And so our role of ministry because we do have a calling. It's just a little bit different than some others. And yes, I was raised in a pastor home, and I just take it back to the very beginning of when we first met and really started talking. Is I was very open and transparent of like, hey, I want you to know this is the calling on my life. So if you're committing to me, just as an individual, you're committing to this for us together. And I remember, you know, you were, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you may have been a little bit scared at first. But you took that and you rolled with it, and we started as just serving in the church on a worship team. We started serving just in grocery giveaways and just several different roles within the church, so then serving in the youth at the church we were at before we came to Unity, to then hosting youth groups at our house, to then leading some of those youth groups. And so there was a lot of different roles within our marriage when we first started. And before we came to Unity, I remember us, you know, just talking and praying that we didn't know why and we didn't know when, but we were both kind of feeling, this was probably the end of last summer, early fall, that we both kind of felt a transition was about to take place. And this was before we knew that Zach was pursuing us. This was before we had any confirmation with any prayer, but it was so unique to me, because it was a lifelong prayer of mine that whoever my spouse was would have confirmation for me of things that I was feeling, and we'd be on the same page. And so it's cool to fulfill that so many years down the road of prayer requests so many years before, and just how we both knew that God was preparing us to be in a different place than where we were. We didn't know the timing. We didn't know the location. We didn't know, honestly, we didn't really know the exact position that we were going to be in. But it was definitely, we were on the same page of the calling that was required of us. And that just, you know, you talk about fulfilling roles within the marriage. I think just being exactly who God has called us to be as husband and wife, and just letting our lives from the very beginning of our marriage be a reflection of how Jesus should love his church, and how the church should then respond back to who Jesus is, and just all those little things that some people, you know, I don't want to say they put off, but they don't talk about. To me, when we talk about, you know, just fulfilling the things out in our marriage, is all of those, what may be considered baby steps to others, mean so much to me. And just the way our life is, and how we've prayed together for it, what we've discussed together for it. And don't misunderstand us, we are far from perfect. Far from perfect. We still have mistakes in our own marriage, but the difference for us, and I don't say this from a place of pride, but I say it from a place of humility, is the fact that we realize when we can reconvene is that our focus and our mind is on whatever Christ wants for us rather than our flesh. And so that's a lot to say in a short amount of time. But kind of just a second question on that is from your perspective as a wife, knowing that I am the head, how has it been working through that transition process of just serving to then leading in a youth group to now stepping into a pastoral role? How is that from the wife's perspective?
Well, it's kind of like with anything in your walk with Christ, you just have to commit to being along for the ride, whatever that entails, and just knowing that whatever happens, the Lord will get you through it. So I have to say, I wasn't nervous about the transition into the new role in ministry as much as, of course, I was nervous about moving and having another baby and finding a house and selling our house and all of that stuff. But I just trusted, you know, God's plan for everything, and I trust your relationship with the Lord, and that you listen to what he says, and that ultimately you're going to lead our family down the path that the Lord has for us. Now, if I didn't have confidence in that, it might be a little bit more scary.
Sure.
But whenever you have confidence in, you know, your husband's relationship with the Lord and his maturity in his faith, it's a lot easier to just follow your lead, you know. Just something as we have grown in our, you know, relationship together with Christ and my personal relationship, and just all the facets of ministry, I have learned, just like you were talking about, everybody has been gifted differently and has different roles. Sure. Within the church, and you know, each couple and person is created differently to do different things. And that's, once you realize that you're not meant to do everything and have every gift and be like somebody else. Because I know comparison is a hard struggle for me. I compare myself to other people. And, you know, why don't we do what they do? Or why are we not doing this? You know, you start to get more freedom when you're not feeling like you have to live up to an expectation that God hasn't put on you, you know?
Yeah. And if you haven't listened to previous episodes, several episodes back, you know, we got to sit down with you and Colleen together and just talk about kind of the stigmas that fall under a pastor's wife, and mm-hmm. and the fact that a lot of people within the body of the church, and honestly just pastor's wife in general, think they have to be doing something specific. Honestly, a piano player is usually the first thing that comes to mind when you think of a pastor's wife, and that's not necessarily biblical. It's something that is definitely rewarding and helpful for pastors, being able to have a wife that steps into roles within a church that we prioritize as more important. Mm-hmm. But you're absolutely right, is the fact that when you know who you are and know what your calling is within the role of the ministry, it brings so much more freedom. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, that's yeah, we're talking about it from our perspective, but that should be from any follower of Christ's perspective, especially married couples, is if one has a calling and it's not a bad thing for the other spouse to have a different calling. Mm-hmm. And ultimately just working that out with Christ and how that should look and what that should be like within the role of your family is, you know, I think most important. You know, one gifting that, and if I'm wrong on this, you can tell me, but one gifting I feel like you have is the gift of hospitality. Mm-hmm. And you love to be hospitable to people. And obviously it helps with the fact that I'm a very outgoing person. And so I can,
yes,
I can help within those areas. But, you know, my role in that is to allow you to flourish at that. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, not just to be so one-minded and center focused on the pastoral side, and hey, I need you to sing every Sunday and I need you to pray with people and I need you to do this. No, I mean, yeah, that's part of it. Like, I want you to do that, but at the same time, is knowing your giftings and helping you be strengthened in those is important too, so that when you say, hey, I want to invite these people over for dinner so that we can talk with them, we can pray with them, we can just love on them, I say, yeah, let's do it, you know? Even if it's not something that I'm 1,000% comfortable with, if it allows you to operate in the gifting God has given you and it's not hurting me, then there's no reason not to, you know, let those giftings and let those callings within you be operated in. And so I think that's really important. That's something that we don't necessarily talk about a lot within the church is, you know, especially as husband and wife, is helping each other be strengthened in their calling that God has given them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's really easy for us to help one that is maybe more strengthened than others. Like, it's really easy for you to come with me into the youth group when I lead the youth group. It's really easy for you to be supportive of me when I'm standing behind the pulpit and preaching. It's really easy for you to be supportive of me in praying with families within the church. It's just maybe a little bit easier because I have the more predominant role, but that shouldn't negate the calling that's on your life either. And I use just hospitality as an example. Obviously, you're gifted in a lot of different areas and have a calling in a lot of different areas, but I think that's important in the husband and wife role is to help strengthen each other throughout both of them.
Yeah, I mean, we spend more time with each other than anybody else spends with us, so it's good for each of us to point out those strengths, because a lot of times it's hard to talk about yourself like in a positive light, you know, saying that you have these strengths, and it's hard for us to see those things because we usually just see our weaknesses. I think a lot of times, so it's good for each other to speak on those strengths and help each other flourish in those areas that we know that we're strong in.
Yeah, could you imagine, just think about this for a second, if every couple that is in the church did that on a regular basis, how much church would, like, how different it would look?
Yeah. Because
guess what that does for the kids that are in the home? They see a healthy relationship of how Jesus was to his church. And then they grow up with, and we're not necessarily supposed to go this way, but this is the freedom we have with this podcast, but they grow up with having a healthy view of what church should look like. And so they adopt that into their own lives and then into their family. And so, man, that's a challenge to you that are listening, is we have so much negative within the world. We don't need negative within the church and negative within our homes.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be the positivity and to be the light and to be who God has called and asked us to be and to help strengthen and encourage and unify each other with the body of Christ. And so that's really important. I could be on that tangent for a while, but we don't want to spend too much time on that. And so we're going to kind of jump into the second question. And this is a little bit more for me, but I still want your input, because you still play a role into this. But we're going to kind of talk about what it is like operating as the associate pastor of a church, in the fact that I am trying to think of how to word this. I want to say submitting to Pastor Zach's vision, but ultimately we're both submitting to what Christ is doing. But I still do submit ultimately to Zach's authority for our church. And you know, I've never actually really thought about this and talked about this, and so it's been unique to kind of think about this question. But the way ultimately just that I look at it is I look at it as he's my father.
Mm-hmm.
Just as I have a physical father, and just as I have Jesus as my ultimate spiritual father. I mean, Zach's job and role for me is to prepare me to be able to lead someday. And so, you know, I just think about it as I was growing up as a kid. And this may be a very basic viewpoint, but this is just how I see it, is ultimately for me to fully learn something is I needed to be taught. And no matter how much knowledge or wisdom or expertise I think I have on something, the fact that somebody is in a leadership position above me means that they have experienced, you know, more than I have, and thought more than I have and have just seen life a little bit more than I have. And so that's how I view my relationship with Zach as the lead pastor of Unity, and me operating below him is I just see him as a spiritual father.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had a very good relationship before we ever stepped into this role.
Yeah.
And I think that was really beneficial for us because, you know, Zach and I have talked about before that we both didn't think that the transition would be as smooth as it has been.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been pretty smooth. There's not been a lot of hiccups, and there's of course been likes and dislikes from both sides, because that's just life and personalities and different things. But it ultimately, I think, what played a big role is the fact that we had a good relationship beforehand, and ultimately, Zach is a very spiritual man that prayed long and hard and talked long and hard with the board and with family and a lot of different areas before, you know, we took this on. But I just see him as a father figure, and, you know, I just think of the physical relationship I have with my dad, and how much I learned from him just, you know, just about life. And I that's how I view it with my relationship with Zach. And the beautiful thing about that is I know Zach sees me as a son, and, you know, he wants the best for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really what's healthy for the relationship we have and the roles that we have. He wants nothing but the best for me. So when I come to him frustrated, or when I come to him with questions, or when I come against some of the things that he wants to do, we're able to have healthy conversations to work through some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, the one of the biggest things for my role, and just for the relationship Zach and I have, is that we're both in tune with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's one of the biggest things is that we have to make it a priority to pray over things that we discuss and talk about, and honestly want to see moving forward within our church. And I know I've come to you with several things that he and I have talked about to pray about, and I know he goes calling about several things, but you know, it's just a lot of people see it as like a level, like he's above me, but the fact is our relationship is so good that we don't ever talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I ever come home and say, you know, Zach put his foot down just because he's the leader over me.
No.
Yeah, it's just because we haven't. I'm sure that may happen at some point, right? Because it's part of life and part of the church, but it's been really healthy, and a lot of the things that he has a vision for within the church is I want to see the same thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's really healthy. And it's not so much fulfilling his vision. It's more just being obedient to what he has heard from the Lord.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's where a lot of pastors and associate pastors kind of butt heads. 'Cause I've known some people in some relationships before. You know, I'm not trying to speak ill will at all, but we had at our last church that we at, one of the associate pastors and the lead pastor weren't being 100% with each other, and it ultimately led to something that could have been handled a lot differently. Mm-hmm. But it was the way it was handled was a lack of the relationship with mm-hmm. each other to fully come and talk and have conversations with each other, and I think that's just what is healthy between Zach and I, is ultimately if he tells me that he has heard something from the Lord and it is confirmed within my spirit, it's a lot easier to submit to that and to submit to the authority that he has over me. And, you know, a lot of people hear that, like, he's my boss. Well, I mean, he kind of is, but when you know, it's just like our submission to Jesus as Lord of our life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we see that Jesus is standing over us, beating us on the head with a gavel saying, you will do this or else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's the relationship that I don't want to disappoint Jesus and who I am or what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of the same role of husband and wife, as a wife submits to the authority of the husband who is submitting to the authority of Jesus.
Yeah.
I try not to ever come to you and say, do this just because I said so. I joke about it. I joke about it a lot. Like, hey, submit to me, woman. But it's more, it's a joke. You know, yeah. I'm never serious. But it's in that, it's in the same way that I do what Zach asked me to because of the love I have for him.
Yeah.
Because of the heart and the vision that I see he has for the church that we're at.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's just biblical. It says, you know, submit to your boss, or, I mean, it obviously doesn't use that verbiage in the Bible, but it says the authority, submit to the authority that is above you, because they wouldn't be an authority if it wasn't for the will of God, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's, you just know that God has put him there and you're respecting him. And like you said, you know him and you know his relationship with the Lord and that he is a man of God. And so you know that he's not going to do anything to steer you away from what God wants for you guys, wants for the church. And that makes it a lot easier. You know, if you have doubts about whether he was following Christ or not, it might be a little more difficult.
Sure.
But
yeah. We, thing is on that is, we purposely spend so much time together throughout the week just talking about life, talking about the things of God, talking about the church, talking about what we like, what we don't like,
mm-hmm.
talking about agreeing with each other or disagreeing with each other. And
you've built that, like, trust
absolutely.
With each other. Yeah,
absolutely. And honestly, just, I know I'm going to sound cliche with this, but the Lord really helped build that.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we both came into this with an expectation of what the Lord had told each of us and had solidified and had confirmed. And so it just made it a little easier.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe some of you are listening or in a pastor role or wanting to step into an associate role and you're scared about that. And just when you turn some of those things over to Christ and you allow him to work through that, that's, you know, that's really important. And it just, it makes it a lot easier for me, because we have built that relationship to know if he asks me to do something, unless I just get a check in my spirit that it's outside the will of God, it's either to benefit me in the long run or to benefit the church.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, that is what his heart behind it is. And we have that relationship enough to where it's something that if I don't think it's going to do either of those things, I can challenge him. It's not like I'm actually challenging him, but, you know, I have some rebuff against it in conversations, and we work it out and we talk through some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just our culture today. You just say the word submissive or submit, and it's such a perverted,
mm-hmm.
it's such a perverted word. But when I mean, it truly is what I do,
mm-hmm.
is submitting to his authority.
Yeah.
You know, and we could talk for hours of just how full circle it is, because, you know, maybe a lot of people don't know that listen to this, but the fact that he was in the same position I'm in with my dad before,
mm-hmm.
and just the role of how just, you know, how God ordained all these steps, and we both know that, and how we both know that and have prayed for it, it makes it a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps fulfill the role that we are in. And it's been really healthy. You You know, it's been really healthy. Very few days have I ever come home and been frustrated with things, but usually it's never anything that has been frustrating and has never been a personal thing on any accounts within the church. It's always been, we may talk about it in a personal setting, but it's more been just frustrating that we've allowed the enemy to, and maybe not we've allowed, but the enemy has kind of uprooted some things that we don't necessarily like. And so
I think too, just both of you staying humble. I think where people tend to have problems is they let their pride get in the way. And then it's no longer about the betterment of the church or the body of Christ. It's about me fulfilling, or I guess stroking my ego, you know? And that's where you have to be careful, because, you know, you have to be humble enough to be wrong, or for it to not get your way, because he may want to do something his way just because he likes it that way, and because he's the head over you. Just like, I mean, I guess you could parallel it to a marriage in a way.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It really is parallel, because he is the spiritual authority over me. I mean, he is. You know, I think of when in 1st and 2nd Timothy, when Paul was writing to Timothy, and Paul was the spiritual authority to Timothy, writing all of these letters to him of how to operate and how the church should be and the order within the church. And ultimately, that's what Zach's role is not only does he shepherd the congregation, but he's also preparing me to be a shepherd of my own congregation someday. Mm-hmm. So it absolutely is a parallel.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. And so, man, it's been a wonderful, what's felt like a long time. It's only been a short amount of months. But you know, going back to kind of conclude with this, of what you talked about being humble is, what does help our relationship is neither one of us are afraid to admit when each other are wrong, even if it takes us, you know, a day or two to actually admit it, because we all do still have a sense of pride about some things.
Yeah.
But it's, we can bring so much things to each other and ultimately talk about it and see whose idea is better and what we like and what we dislike. And so that's just what is healthy. And, you know, it's fulfilling the role of being the associate pastor. And it's when you have a leader like Zach who doesn't see you as somebody less than you. He sees me as somebody fulfilling a calling on my life, and he is there to help me along the way.
Absolutely.
It's super beneficial.
Yeah.
And so if anything from this second half of this conversation is church leaders, church pastors, members of the church that just serve in the church, if you can just grasp that concept of not actually seeing somebody who is above you as a boss and somebody below you as somebody who's supposed to submit to you, but seeing them as somebody who is working alongside of you in the kingdom to pursue another level of excellence, and you're there to either learn from them or there to teach them. If just people within the church and leaders within the church and pastors and associate pastors and deacon board and all that, if you can just grasp that from today, I think that's the most important part of this entire conversation.
We have to just keep in mind that we are all focusing on the same goal of the betterment of the flock, the kingdom of God, and the furthering of that, you know? So it's not about like a, is it Solomon says it's all vanity? We need to be focused on what can we do to increase the body of Christ and better the body of Christ.
Yeah. That's very well said. Very well said. So we thank you guys for listening to today's episode of The Pastor's Porch. A little bit different than it normally is, but we had a lot of fun talking about this today. And so we appreciate your support. We appreciate you listening to The Pastor's Porch. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to The Pastor's Porch. If you don't have a church home, come join us at Unity Covenant Church in West Fork, Arkansas. We would love to have you. Thank you for your continual support to this podcast. Please stay tuned for more episodes. Have a great day, and God bless.